The date is September the 8th, 1981. My son, Lee, who's known to me as Buddy or Bud, is on a visit here from Nigeria, where he's been active in the University of Ibadan, and at his request I'm going to try and recollect as much as possible the circumstances connected with my life until fairly recent times. I was born on September the 17th, 1906, in Cape Town, the Union of South Africa. My mother, Edith, was born in Boston in 1980 and emigrated to South Africa with her family around the, I think, just before the beginning, the end of the 19th century. My father, Gustav, was born in Breslau, in Beuthen, in Upper Silesia, Oberschlesien, which is now, I think, Polish. He was born in 1870 or 71, I don't quite remember. And he went to Germany after his brother Franz had preceded him. He was a dentist, and I do not remember very much about Cape Town, except that I was born on Brunswick Road in Tambos Kloof, which is that section of Cape Town between Table Mountain and Signal Hill.
Can we go back?
What?
I'd like to know a little bit more about Edith and Gustav. Where do you know much about their grandparents, their parents?
Well, my father's father, his name was Siegfried Ginsburg, and he was a school teacher in Beuthen, in the city in Silesia, where my father was born. Mama Ginsburg, incidentally, they had about 8 or 9 children, of which my father was one of the youngest. Franz and Siegfried were the oldest. There was also Bertha and Ilse and Oscar. As far as I remember, it was Franz, Gustav, Oscar, Siegfried, Bertha, Ilse, and that's all I remember. She, old Mother Ginsburg, after my grandfather died, went to Berlin, where she was maintained by son Franz. He, incidentally, he started a very successful match and soap factory, which was subsequently bought up by Lever Brothers. He also became a senator and was one of the signatories, one of the men who signed the article of the incorporation of the Union of South Africa in 1910. He was also the mayor of King Williamstown, which is a town somewhat inland from East London. Well, anyway, my father, after doing some walking tours through Europe as a youngster, landed in Vienna, as he told me, and he played the violin. Incidentally, I have his old violin still with me. And while he was there, he told me, he must have been about 18 or 19, he fell in love with a gypsy girl and played along with the band and almost dropped out and became a gypsy. But apparently wiser counsels prevailed, and he took his dental degree. I don't know exactly where he took his dental degree. He went to South Africa, and where he met my mother, and they got married in King Williamstown.
Let's talk about Edith a minute.
Yes, Edith. Well, her father was his name was Mendelssohn, and he also went under the name of Martin. He was in the shoe business in Boston, as far as I remember. There were several girls and 2 boys. I forget their names now. They were very successful businessmen in South Africa. And then there was Lily, my mother's elder sister, and Josie, and a very fine pianist, one of the aunts was, one of my aunts, whom I never met. At all events...
What's the Boston connection?
She was born in Boston.
But
you see, my...
Both of these sides of the family end up in Cape Town?
Yes, eventually.
Before Edith is born, there are other people in...
No. Edith is born in Boston,
yes.
And her family went to South Africa, and they went to Kimberley because
so
of the diamonds mine, and they met in South Africa.
Ah.
Yeah. In other words, my father's family, all the boys and girls, came from Germany,
mm-hmm.
And my mother... And her mother and father came from Boston.
What was her mother's name?
You know, I'm ashamed to say that I forget. I really forget. I've got her photograph.
She's a Boston. I mean, there's some Boston connection.
No, I don't think so. I think they were married in Russia and came over to Boston. And my mother was born in Boston. They emigrated to America.